I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 27th. Dark spots sometimes dot the surface of the sun. Magnetic storms that can last for days or weeks. But the storms on other stars can make those on the sun look puny. They can be so monstrous that they can change the star's brightness by quite a bit. An example is one of the stars of Cor Caroli, the heart of Charles. As seen by the eye alone, the star is the leading light of Canes Venatici, the hunting dogs. It's to the right of the handle of the Big Dipper as night falls, and wheels above the Dipper later on. But a closer look shows that Cor Caroli consists of two stars in a wide orbit around one another. One of the stars is about half again as massive as the Sun, and several times brighter. The other is about three times the Sun's mass and more than 100 times its brightness. But over a period of about 5.5 days, the heavier star's brightness varies by about 15%, and that's because of the star spots. The star's magnetic field is more than 1,000 times stronger than the Sun's. That produces giant spots, far bigger than anything ever seen on the Sun. The spots are thousands of degrees cooler than the surrounding gas. The combination makes them darker than the rest of the surface. As the star rotates, the spots move in and out of view, causing the star to get fainter and brighter. A big flutter for the heart of Charles. Tomorrow, an astronomer with a cloudy name. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.